Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
I'd say the most important person in my life is my husband.
Why?
Because I love him and he's my best friend.
That's great.
I don't know why you're laughing. Okay, I'm being serious. Okay.
I know, it's great.
Okay.
Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on your life, and what lessons did they teach you?
Again, I'd have to say probably my husband, and he taught me selflessness and how to love somebody.
Really?
Really. That's what happens in marriage.
That's good, that's good.
You have to learn how to love.
That's good. Who has been the kindest to you and why?
The what?
The kindest to you. And why?
Probably my parents. Because they bought me a lot of stuff all the time. And they always provided for me, and I wasn't very nice growing up, so they dealt with a lot.
That's good. Share some important lessons.
Me?
That you've learned in your life.
Just in general, any kind of question? I mean, any kind of lesson?
Yes.
I would say to not date anybody in high school.
That is very, very wise.
Yeah.
That's a critical thought.
It never really ends up well. I dated my husband. Before we got married, we dated in high school and then we broke up, and, we ended up dating again in college, so... I'd say wait until you're out of high school to actually have serious relationships, because we were not ready for that. Say to be nice to your parents.
Yes.
Because they have to go through a lot raising you, even if you're the best child ever. And save money. Open a savings account. That's it.
Share some of your earliest childhood memories.
My earliest childhood memories... I remember watching movies on... What are they called? The tapes? The
VHS?
Yeah, the VHS tapes. I had a lot of those, and I had a tiny little TV in my room. So I'd watch stuff on those, and... we had a dog, so I'd go put the dog.
Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
When I was little, I used to tell people to go home. Like, when they were over at my house, I used to just tell them to go home when I didn't want them there anymore. And, I used to tell my brothers all the time on purpose, because... We used to fight, and if they made me mad, I would just tell on them. I'd get them to do something bad, and then I would tell on them for it. Stories they used to tell about me? I don't know. It was mostly me and my brothers. So they tell us things that we did with my brothers, like...
That's good now.
Yeah. I ran away from home once.
That's great.
I hid in the closet once. My mom looked for me for like an hour, and I was just in the closet. My mom told me about that. she wasn't happy about that.
I'm sure she wasn't.
No, she was not happy.
Okay. What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you proudest, and why?
Okay, personally, I mean, I, like, got to move out of the house and go to college that I wanted to go to. And so, just, like, moving out in general, that made me pretty proud of myself to get out of my parents' house. And then, like, being able to just, like, support myself, too. That's pretty cool. Once I got to that point. And then, professionally, I ended up starting my own business and making money through that. So that was really cool.
What's your business?
I have a design company, actually, and advertising.
Dope. Tell me how. Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
I'd like them to remember me as an artist and see the design that I do in the world. I'd like to make it recognizable so people know that I made it. And I hope they remember me as kind and accepting.
Nice. Would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me?
Either or.
Either or.
Which would you prefer?
Sad.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think of a sad one.
I know you got a zesty one in that mind.
Well, my life has been pretty great, so I don't know what to say for a sad one. When I was little, I used to have these, like, pet hermit crabs, and I killed one. Oh, I killed a hamster once, too. That was pretty sad. She only lived for 2 weeks.
Wait, was that the one that got stuck in that tube?
No, I never got one stuck in a tube.
Died.
No, I didn't know how to take care of it, and I gave it a bath, and it got really sick and it died.
Awesome. Alright. Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
To young people?
Yes.
I'd like to share to just not be dumb. Because I was really dumb when I was in high school and middle school. And to make friends that you see yourself being around for a long time, because I still see some people around that I knew at that time, but I don't have a lot of them as close friends, and so I'd say to, like, be really selective with who you make friends with, and to spend time outside, because I see a lot of young people inside doing everything, and I'd just say to take a break and go outside and find things to do.
Moist. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in La Vergne and then in Pasadena, Sierra Madre area. And my childhood was good. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, so I was always at home. And then my brothers were with me. And we had our grandma that would come over a lot. And so it was really fun. And we had puppy. And my dad ended up finding somewhere else for us to live, and then we moved and got to meet a lot of little friends and stuff. I had a lot of neighbor friends, and I did ballet and gymnastics, all that kind of stuff that little girls do. And I always was drawing and making things, so I haven't really changed in that aspect.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you like going to school? Why? And why not?
I did like going to school because I had friends there, but I didn't like going to school because they, like, sometimes I would just get homesick and I'd want to call my mom and they wouldn't let me. And so that made me really mad. And also, like, when I was little, they wouldn't, they would put me down for nap time and I didn't want to take a nap. So I would try to get up and leave and I would get in trouble. So I didn't like that part of it. And then, but, like, everything else, like, being able to hang out with my friends and my teachers were really cool. So that was really fun.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
My most vivid memories? I went to school with my cousin, so I remember playing with him and also him refusing to play with me because he was too cool for me. And I remember playing outside a lot because I didn't go to a school like that when I was older. So when I was little, I remember like playing in the playground and it was kind of like recess all the time. Like I don't really remember a lot of like schooling. I remember when like we wouldn't nap, they would make us do like multiplication charts. And so that wasn't fun, but all the other times I was mostly just playing.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did I just ask that one?
What is it?
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Oh, no, you haven't asked that one.
Well, I'm asking it now.
Okay. I don't really remember when I was that little. I remember we had a pool, so we would have people over all the time. We'd always have our cousins over swimming, and we'd have popsicles, and just kind of like play, and we'd go to the beach sometimes, but we used to live kind of far. And my mom always found fun things for us to do. We'd go to the park across the street and stuff.
Sick.
Yeah.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Definitely not.
Why?
Because they sucked.
Really?
Well, the later teen years didn't, but the early ones really, really did.
The early ones sucked?
Yes.
Yeah. Relatable.
You would say it's relatable?
Yes.
Why?
Very. Or are you taking the... Are you taking over the interviewer now?
Well, I just want to know why you say it's relatable.
I don't know. I was cringy. Still cringy? Am, actually.
I mean, yeah, I guess I could say my early teen years were cringy, but...
I was just, like, a cringe fest.
And like, you're
I brought
so
the
So you're
best.
Not cringy now?
No, still am, but it's just less.
Less, okay.
Less.
Yeah, I think that the cringiness will... It goes away, it fades.
Yeah.
Not for some people, though. We'll just stay that way.
Well, nice hearing about your stories you had to share with us. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Amen.